Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we finish verses 1 through 4. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll be starting with verse 5 today. And over the next week or two, we'll be covering verses 5 through 8. And I hope that you'll follow along there. Take good notes. Have pencil and paper. Always write things down. And you can follow along. Now, if you miss a broadcast, we encourage you to go to our website. Our sermons are on our website, our radio messages, and you can just type in the passage that we're discussing, and it'll bring it up. So let me encourage you to do that, and our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org, or you can use our sermon audio site. And that's www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. And you can go to one of those websites and find us, and you'll find all kinds of sermons on there. On our sermon audio site, we have over 3,000 sermons, a combination of Sunday and radio sermons. So you won't want to miss out on that. Now, a lot of times people say, you never really ask for money on your broadcast. No, we didn't want to do that. We ask God to supply our needs, and we still do. And as a matter of fact, we tell you that first, your tithe, which is 10% of your income, your tithe belongs to your local church. So that's the first place to send it. You say, well, my local church is not a good local church. Then you shouldn't be there. Okay, you get in a Bible-preaching local church. Now, your pastor in a Bible-preaching local church may not be as good as some of the great names that you've heard or know down along the line, but if he's preaching the Bible, you stick with him. And I'm thankful that many have stuck with us down through the years and put up with me, so to speak. So I hope that you will do that. Your tithe belongs to your local church. An offering is above a 10%. And I would still look to the needs of my local church to see if there is a need in the local church, and you could designate a special offering there. And then finally, if God lays a ministry on your heart, whether it's Lamp and Light or another radio ministry or missionary or some other type of fundamental Bible ministry, then you give, but again, not your tithe, above your tithe, and send it to that ministry, but you do it because you've prayed about it. In our situation, nobody receives a salary here for what we do. However, when money does come in, it helps to purchase some of the things that are needed. For example, if we were just talking today about some things that we might need for our church service, which also gets recorded, and that one item would cost about $1,900. And that's not unusual in radio ministry, that when something breaks down, it's going to cost you $1,000 or more to get it repaired and get it replaced. And it sure helps when people send monies in, because then we can build up and buy the equipment that makes things better. But again, never, never, never take from the tithe, because then you're breaking what God tells us to do in His Word. So I hope that you'll do that. Now, if you have your Bibles, 2 Timothy, in chapter 4, and verse 5 is where we will begin. And there we read this. It says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Now, we must keep it in mind that as we read 2 Timothy, especially the 3rd and 4th chapters, that this is not, and I want to repeat that, it is not speaking primarily of conditions in the world, because the conditions in the world will be worse. Rather, this is speaking of how it will be in many local churches. And it's showing how many who profess Christ will both act and react in these last days. Now, the admonition of 2 Timothy as well as 1 Timothy is an admonition to a pastor, the pastor Timothy. But my friend, this admonition applies to all pastors. And he says, but thou, and you'll see that so often here in Timothy, you'll see but, the word but, and sometimes you'll say but thou. The Christian life is a warfare. We need to understand that. We're in a conflict, and we are in a conflict with three distinct enemies. And that conflict takes place within our local churches, especially if we're preaching the word. That conflict, those three areas, is with the world, the flesh, and the devil. As Jude 4 pronounces, they creep in unawares, turning God's grace into lasciviousness, simply meaning anything goes. We have liberty to do whatever today. Now, the more we move as a people, as a church, as an individual, toward holiness and a pure witness, and the proclamation of God's word, the greater the attack of the devil. The pastor is the God-appointed overseer of the local church. Now understand, the local church has as its head the Lord Jesus Christ. But he appoints an overseer. For example, you may own a business. And in the business, you have, let's just say you have 15 employees. But you have one person who is over all those employees. He may be a general manager. He may be a foreman. But he is over those, and he is overseeing the work that you have laid out for him to do. And so he directs others through the plan you have given him. Well, in the like matter, the pastor uses the word from God, who is the owner of the church, who is the head of the church. We use his plan, which is his book, and we break it to the local church. We deliver that message to the local church, and we lead the local church by the word of God. Now understand, the word of God, not modern-day religious marketing, and I'm not against advertising, not against other things that are used today. For an example, technology. We're not against technology. The reason you're hearing me is because we're using technology. So we're not against technology. But we are against when technology and marketing methods are used to try to take the place of the Holy Spirit in order to build a number. Then we have abandoned the Holy Spirit. We've abandoned God because we are trying to do things our way to build our numbers. As one has said, we're trying to build our own egos by building our own little empire. And that is one that is destined to fail. So, as we see, the pastor is that God-appointed overseer of the local church. But then the pastor, according to James chapter 3, verse 1, has a greater condemnation at the judgment seat of Christ. If he does not stand and proclaim the word of God as it is to men as they are, if he gets out of the way of God, he misleads people. And so we see so often pastors making themselves the Lord, and Jesus is the Lord. Anything that's accomplished is through him. Now, as we look at this verse 5, we see four expectations of God for the pastor. Now, you've got to keep it in mind that God expects the people to walk with the pastor and not rebel against the pastor as he fulfills these things and he continues to walk according to the word of God. Now, the first admonition, the first command to the pastor of any pastor of a local church is to watch thou in all things. It's to watch in all things. Now notice there, the first word of verse 5 is but. And that simply means this. In light of what will happen as we have just read in verses 3 and 4. Well, what did verses 3 and 4, which we covered last time, tell us? He says, for the time will come, speaking of the local church again, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They want feelings oriented, things that appeal to my flesh that make me feel good. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, especially when truth hits their sin, by the way, and shall be turned unto fables. Oh, the psychological systems and the other feel-good things that actually take away from the Word of God. And so he says, but watch. We are set, pastors. We are set as watchmen. We have the same responsibility as in the Old Testament. I want to share with you from Ezekiel. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look at Ezekiel chapter 33. And there's two passages that I'm going to share with you over the next little bit, day or two here. First of all, Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 6 through 9. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me, as from God. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.